And with that, we'd like to ask for any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Glad that Sandra's back.
I had a really nice trip, a good drive up, a good drive down, and things were just starting to turn. Not a lot of color, but a little bit of color. And my home church, my brother still attends, and he's very upset that they have decided to split from the United Methodist. And so he's the only one that voted to keep it the way it was. But so prayers for them. They're going through a little bit of turmoil in the church. Difference of opinion there.
Yeah. Well, that's all it is. We're all one in Christ, and it's the cathedral sang that wonderful song. It's not what's over the door, it's what's in the heart. We in Florida, not this church, but some of our sister churches in town, they decided to disaffiliate, and it's hard. It's like going through a divorce. I mean, the emotions are there. We had a preacher's meeting down at First Church in Perry, beginning of last week, and was our new district superintendent. Most of you met her, Catherine Buck Price, very sweet lady, full of the Spirit. And we're trying to just have some healing, some understanding about it. And that's what we're all called to do as people of God. We need each other. And we can agree to disagree and still love, because that's what Jesus calls us to do. Love one another. We're commanded to do that. We don't have to like them, but we got to love them. And the same when it comes down to a faith relationship, because only you and the Lord knows your faith relationship. Nobody else does. You might, well, sometimes what you do, it might be very obvious if you have a faith relationship based on the way that you live and the way you talk and all that kind of stuff. But for the most part, that's why we call it a personal relationship, because we're all at different stages of our walk in life. Some of us are still being pruned. Some of us don't want to be pruned. we're still growing in grace. And one of the things that the conference is doing, and we don't worship John Wesley, but John Wesley laid down some principles, which was what the Methodist movement was based upon. And so they're encouraging us to do more of a Wesley study in some ways, and to think about it. And so we're going to keep on keeping on in Jesus' name until he either comes for us or we go home to be with him.